On October 18th, the Bryan Police Department took a report where a 13-year-old stated he was touched inappropriately by a store clerk at the Texaco Handy Stop on William Joel Bryan. This occurred sometime in September, and Criminal Investigation Division started investigating the case, and they issued a warrant and arrested Ali Saheed, age 34, of Bryan, for indecency with a child by contact. We believe that there could potentially be other victims out there. We had a 19-year-old male that reported a similar incident but declined to press charges.
What else is known about the contact between the accused and the victim?
The 13-year-old male was entering the store to make a purchase when he was inappropriately touched by the store clerk. There were no other patrons in the store at the time. As far as the other details, I can't really go into. In case another kid comes forward, we want them to be totally uninhibited by any media. We want them to, their stories to, you know, because typically the same thing happens in every case the same way, pretty much. And so if another kid comes in, we don't want them to regurgitate what they hear. We want them to come in with their own account.
The news release does state that your detectives have reason to believe there may be additional victims. Why is that?
One, because this happened at a store, which is a public place, and two, because we had a 19-year-old that recounted a similar incident that happened to him. However, he's not pressing charges. So it just goes, and our experience tells us that, you know, when things like this happen, there's multiple victims.
Any idea how long the defendant has worked at this store or an employee that would have contact with young people?
No, I do not know that.
Is it known whether the store has video and your detectives are checking store video to confirm the contact with this specific victim and or other victims?
They are looking into that fact. However, being that this occurred back in September, it may not even be available.
Going to the chronology of this, was there any explanation given about the victim having this occurred in September, waiting until October to report it?
Not going to discuss it publicly, but I think it was just bugging him, and he finally came forward and made mention to someone and who brought it the attention to his mother. Which is typical. When you have a male subject, they get embarrassed and don't want to talk about it.
And extending that point, if you could talk about the importance of having communication as adults with children.
We encourage all parents to have an open dialogue with their children in regards to incidents like this, to make sure that they know that it's not their fault if something like this were to happen, but they should never allow anyone to touch them in certain areas of their body because that belongs to them. And if it does happen, to report it immediately to their family or to an adult that can help seek some assistance for them.
And that's regardless of the age of the victim.
This type of crime does not discriminate. It happens to all children of all ages, as well as adults. And any time that something like this happens, it's best to come forward and talk to someone about it, regardless of the circumstances, so that you can get some type of assistance, whether it be from the police department, from counseling, from some type of community service assistance programs.